Seattle is gearing up to shut down the jungle. The large homeless camp under I-5 has to be cleared out before crews go in to fix roads and bridges. Officials say only about 40 people are left in the jungle, and Kevin Boggs is one of them. He got some rent assistance from a state program, but he's having a hard time finding a landlord willing to take him. Right now, the program's paying for a spot on his friend's couch. KUOW's Kate Walters caught up with Boggs in the jungle.
My goal in right now staying at my friend's couch, which is something I have found on a very, very short-term basis, is to have a place where I can take a shower, look presentable enough to meet face-to-face with a landlord, because over the phone is probably not my best option. Face-to-face, you have a chance to use your charm and wit and, you know, get a relationship with a person before you actually enter into a lease agreement, which might help me. The uncertainty is this. My friend is a recovered drug addict, and I am in recovery as well. My friend is also in a relationship. He has a fiance, and very rightly, his fiance is concerned in the extreme with me living on their couch. My friend would not have considered allowing me to stay if he didn't know that I was firmly committed to recovery, and that's one thing. But his fiance loves him and is not willing to take the risk that I might relapse or anything else like that, and I do not blame her in the slightest. And my plan and my promise to them is that it will be the shortest possible time in their living room until I go as fast as I can to find my own place. The thing is, though, it's not looking too hopeful at the moment, but there's always the jungle again.
Are you going to leave your tent here while you're with your friend on his couch?
Absolutely. You never know when that volatile situation with my friend might explode, and I must be able to retreat. I cover all my bases, and as I said, the outlook is not really looking cheerful, so I'm pretty sure this is where I'm going to end up in a few weeks. And if I have to leave, I just don't know. I just don't know.
That's Kevin Boggs, who's lived under I-5 for nearly a year. We'll continue following his path out of the jungle in the coming months.